Here with Brendan Kilcoyne after Donegal Miners, a 3-point defeat to Monaghan. Brendan, battled well second half, but with a big gap in the first half, it was a difficult game to come back into, but signs in the second half of improvement after a very tough first half against Monaghan.
Yeah, definitely, Brendan. I think that sums it up pretty well. You know, we started, we were very slow out of the box today for some reason. We looked very flat in the first half, but to be fair to the guys that came out in the second half and they gave it a good shot, and, you know, we were kind of with them going down the straight, and you have to give credit to Monaghan. And, you know, I think they were a better team in the day and they deserved to win. I don't think that's disputable. But we gave ourselves a chance coming down the final straight, and that's encouraging from our point of view. We now have a quarter final, I think, Brendan, next week against Cavan, and that's going to be a big test for us. So, you know, we know we need to improve, that the last couple of weekends just haven't been at the level that we think we're capable of. But the second half will give us some encouragement in that respect.
Yeah, and Brendan, the game, particularly first half, is dictated on kickouts, and particularly we couldn't get our kickout out. The pressure was coming on from Monaghan. We went short a few times, we gained possession, but as if there wasn't enough movement from the lads, and the man on the ball was under pressure, and Monaghan seemed to sense that and really just attacked our kickout, and as a result we couldn't really get out of the pressure.
Yeah, that's, you know, fair comment too, Brendan. You know what, we did struggle in the first half and Monaghan dominated possession, and they're her dominated territory, so we were kind camped in our own half. We found it hard to get out, and when we did get on the ball, we just didn't get the support around the man in possession of the ball, and that was a problem for us. And we you know, to be fair to Monaghan, they got turnovers in that area and the one freeze in that area and took advantage of that. So, you know, something we're going to have to look at. We're going to have to be braver coming out of the ball. I thought we were better in that respect in the second half, albeit it was probably a bit easier with 14 men to get our kickouts away, kind of thing. But, you know, Padraig's a very good kicker, so he is, and we just need to maybe create more, you know, options for him in that he can kick it out to Brendan.
Yeah, and I felt, Brendan, even before the sending off, we had really commanded the game. It was like a different Donegal. We were really coming at Monaghan. We got back to that 1-point deficit that we couldn't get back to. And at that point, you know, we had Monaghan rocked, but they went up the pitch, and again, inside, a couple of their players, particularly McGinty and Finn, they were a real handful for our defence. When they got the ball, you know, it was as if they were going to pull a shot or get away a shot or a foul, and that foul proved vital because it gave them that 2-point cushion again.
Yeah, they got a couple of late frees there, and, you know, the two aforementioned guys, McGinty and, you know, Finn, really, you know, they're two top players. We knew they were a threat coming into the day, Brendan, and that proved the case. And particularly McGinty, you know, he punished us for any free kick that was given inside 45 kind of yards. And, you know, okay, we can question some of the frees, and we try to coach these guys to tackle properly, and I suppose, you know, there's different interpretation of what a tackle is, and this is the ongoing discussion within the GA, Brendan, at all levels, kind of thing. So it is frustrating in that respect, but that doesn't take away, Brendan, either from the fact that, you know, yeah, we came back, we put in a better second half performance, but we didn't play well enough to win the game, and Monaghan deservedly won the game.
Yeah, and a potential goal at the end there too, Brendan. We often see it, and I suppose I was just saying in commentary there, you know, a deliberate pull down when we probably could have snatched a draw, and you know, in fairness to the effort that we showed in the second half, I think if we had a conjure to go, we would have deserved it. But prior to that as well, I think Dara Hannigan was inside when we had turned over the ball as well. It seemed more dangerous to have the ball in your own 45 than anywhere else on the pitch because of both teams' attempts at turning over the ball, but certainly we could have snatched a draw from the game.
We could have laid on with a couple of chances, you know, we're bearing straight down on goals, and it what looked like a rugby tackle from behind, and, you know, again, what was the black card brought in for, Brendan? And there's no a yellow card like there, you know, and it's a crazy decision. And also that there was only 4 minutes injury time, like there was an awful lot of time wasting in the second half, so there was. But that's all deviating from the point. We need to get our, you know, our show back on the road for next weekend for an Ulster quarter final. And
that's looking, you know, like who, Brendan?
Looking like Cavan away, yeah, probably. Right. Unfortunately, after, you know, today we could have got a home quarter final if we got a result, but unfortunately now we'll have to travel to Cavan. We know them. We had a real tough encounter with them, ding dong battle with them in the league earlier on, and, you know, we know we need to be better than we have been this weekend and last weekend to get a result there. So, bit of work to do, Brendan. But listen, encourage him second half performance.